Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
We do have very random conversations off air. There's no doubt about it. Even more random than the ones that are on air, which is pretty random as it is. But Maria Devereaux's got the microphone because she's going to tell us everything she has seen on her screens with lots of exciting news, I think, Maria.
I've seen loads on Real Housewives.
Okay, this is big for Maria's world. This is big.
Huge. So there are rumors about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Kyle Richards, as you know, Dave.
I mean, Kyle and I.
Is one of the OGs. She's Paris Hilton's auntie.
Oh, okay.
And she's been in it from the beginning.
And that's the longest running one, isn't it?
The
Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No, it's not that it's the longest running. It's the probably most the most popular.
All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. You know most of the people.
Highest profile.
From different
then.
Things. Because yeah, okay. They're married to famous actors
or
related to the Hiltons or whatever.
Right.
So she is rumoured to be leaving.
Oh dear.
To focus on other things.
Okay.
It's not confirmed.
Right.
The other rumour going around about Beverly Hills is that Lisa Rinna.
I've heard that name. You've said that to me before.
Yeah, she was on The Traitors with Maura Higgins.
Yes.
Is very good friends now with Maura Higgins.
Okay.
Has just released a book. She's married to Harry Hamlin. Do you remember him? Was he in Mad Men? Was he Mad Men or Suits?
Call
he was in
good
one of those. Anyway,
talking,
he's a big
yeah.
actor in the US.
Okay.
But she has been offered a huge amount of money to return.
To go back to Beverly
back.
Hills. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
she left on not such good terms.
Right.
Be classed to see her back. But we are getting this week a brand new franchise of The Real Housewives.
As in it hasn't been in the city before?
No.
Where is it?
Rhode Island.
That's where Family Guy is set.
Yeah, there you go.
Pay that.
Just beside New York, isn't it?
Lewis. Is there a better Housewives of New York?
Yeah.
That's one I think I'd watch.
Yeah. And New lovely. Jersey, obviously.
Obviously New Jersey. I've heard of that one because that's where our friend Dolores is from.
Yeah. So Dolores makes an appearance in this.
She in the Housewives of Rhode Island?
Yeah. So they have their normal cast of housewives. And then always in every season, they will have friends of the housewives.
Right.
So Dolores is coming in as a friend of, I think, in a bid to get people into it, because at the time it was filming, there was no confirmation on Real Housewives of New Jersey coming back.
Gotcha.
So they got Dolores into this one, but now obviously that has been confirmed. So she's a very busy lady, and we might be talking to her soon.
Oh, I can't
again.
Wait. She's so
we'll
much fun.
Have another catch up with her.
Great.
But the first episode of The Real Housewives of Rhode Island will be available on Hey You. It says the 2nd of April. American time. So we're probably looking at its early hours of the 3rd of April.
Gotcha.
And then every new episode will be up there Monday morning.
Okay. If you've got your Hey You and this is your thing, you'll be very... That's a load of housewife stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry
and
Hamlin
dramatic. Harry
was
Hamlin.
In Mad Men.
Mad Men. I'm a Celebrity. They released images
the
of their
African
lineup.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. So was there anyone new that we didn't know before?
No.
Or they just released images of them?
It's just images of them.
Okay.
So it's Scarlett Moffat, Beverly Collard,
Harry Redknapp.
David Hay, Harry Redknapp.
And then how far away?
One of the
away,
Pussycat Dolls.
That's right. How Ashley far away Roberts. Are we from this?
That is this. That's Easter Monday.
So this is a week.
It's going to hit our screens Easter Monday.
Will you watch
so
that?
So it's an All-Stars. They're in South Africa.
As much as you'd watch the normal I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
Is it exciting?
Yeah, because I suppose a lot of these got really far or won. Like Jimmy Bollard is in there. Did I say that right? Bullard?
No, almost, yeah. Bullard, yeah. He's
Bullard.
Very funny. Yeah,
he's very funny. I really liked him on that. And Gemma Collins, who was class.
Oh, yeah. Gemma, Hannah, she
well.
Didn't survive long.
She lasted 3 days.
Yeah. And was like, she literally was like, get me out of here.
Claustrophobic. Yeah.
How's she going to, Darren, how's she going to do that again? Like, why would you put herself through it again?
For a trip to South Africa?
For a trip
Africa?
To South Africa, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, why not?
She knows what to expect this time as well.
Maybe that's a bit
do
different,
I mean?
Actually, yeah.
I'm sure
although,
it's very different when you get into it.
She could have watched a TV show and would have known what to expect. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, but I'm sure it's different when you. It's like people say when they're playing Music Master or Waffle with Ian Dempsey.
Okay,
it's very different when you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think you know what to expect.
Yeah, you think you know what it's like on the radio. Then you realize how much of a professional the guy on the radio is. He's so class at talking and all.
Sure,
whatever. Okay. Fine.
Then something that's really exciting. The Young Offenders is back on Friday.
This is unbelievable. That
season
show
5
just never stops delivering.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's so class. I
always
love it.
Makes you want to visit Cork as well. It makes me nostalgic for Cork.
You used to go to, you went to college there or something.
Went to college there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't think they really painted it in a particularly glamorous light.
that's glamorous. The core and the soul crack. Of Cork City right there.
Yeah, so that's on Friday, 3rd of April. It's going to be on RTE, but all of the episodes are going up on the RTE player.
Okay.
On Friday, so I'm absolutely binging that this weekend.
Really love that, fairness.
The last thing I saw, and this is from a TV show. It's from a BBC TV show that Stacey Solomon does called Sort Your Life Out.
I've heard of that, yeah.
So they had an amazing hack. So you know when you're ironing?
I do.
And you might burn something or you might go over a logo on a t-shirt or and it all burns to the iron and it sticks.
And there's kind of a browny black kind of mark on the metal of your iron.
Yeah, or sometimes it just builds up over time if you use stuff in your iron for, you know, getting creases out or making clothes smell nice or whatever. This guy, I'm going to let him explain it, right? But he basically uses a paracetamol tablet to get the burnt in dirt off the iron.
When irons build up a scorch mark like this, I've got a really good little trick. This packet of paracetamol cost me only 39p. You want the iron hot enough that it melts the paracetamol tablet, and then using a pair of tweezers, I'm going to gently rub it over the scorch mark. The active ingredients in the paracetamol are combining with the scorch mark to lift it off and remove it without doing any damage. Look at that. It's kind of acting like a little baby rubber. And then using a damp cloth, I'm just going to quickly wipe off anything that's loosened as I go. I'm delighted with that. Look at it. Certainly cheaper than buying a brand new iron.
So you can use a paracetamol tablet and that once it heats up on the heat of the iron, will take off the scorch mark.
So he, just to be clear, he uses a tweezers.
Well, obviously,
he picks up the tablet. The iron is on and hot and he's just rubbing it on the... And the burnt on marks.
So chemically then it just gets rid of...
Yeah, when he wipes it off, you're like, oh my God, that's so satisfying.
That is wild.
But I wonder, would it work on a hob? I know the oven door... For the oven door, I use a dishwasher tablet.
A lot of people say that.
Dip
already,
it in hot water.
And rub
water
it around,
and then rub it on
I think you talked about that in your screen, actually.
Yeah.
That's the first time I heard that.
I wonder, would it work on a hob? I might try it on a hob.
Hang on, your hob's pretty big and paracetamol's pretty tiny. Like, you'd be using a lot of paracetamol.
Well, you said the packet only cost him 30p.
That's true.
The most important thing is remember to use the tweezers.
Yes, don't use your hand and rub it on the hot iron with the paracetamol in your hand. That won't go down well.
Yeah.
Maria, I love that hack. Thank you very much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.